Okay, good morning, everybody. I call this meeting of the San Luis Obispo County Planning Commission to order on the 28th of April, 2002. Madam Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Villacana?
Here.
Commissioner Simpson-Spearman?
Here.
Commissioner Moultari?
Here.
Commissioner Campbell?
Here.
And Chairman Henry?
Here. Very good. Would you all please stand and join me for the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So we'll start the meeting with a public comment period. This is for items that are not on today's agenda. And I don't see any speaker slips for the general public comment. So with that, I would like to make a public comment myself. This is not as my role as chairman of the commission, but as an individual and a long time, I've known Ramona. I think we first met in 2007, and I believe at the time you were working for the sheriff's office,
yep.
And then subsequently came over here, and Ramona's helped me out when I'm a former county employee, and then now she's served very well as the clerk to this commission and does that job really, really well. This is her last meeting, and she is going to, I believe, next Friday for the last time, and much deserved retirement. Is it, what, 32 years?
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you, Chairman Henry.
So we would just a small card for you to send you on your way.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much as well. And with that, I close public comment and look to Alexandria for some staff updates.
Good morning, Chair Henry and Commissioners. Alexandria Fowler representing the Planning and Building Department. We're going to start off with updates regarding actions of the Board of Supervisors that pertain to your commission's purview. On Tuesday, April 19th, the Board of Supervisors held a public hearing and adopted a resolution amending the official maps, Part 3 of the coastal land use and circulation element, to change the land use category from agriculture to residential rural on a 4.98-acre portion of the Hearst Ranch property and amended the North Coast area plan accordingly, and that was to accommodate the family cemetery that came to your commission earlier in the year. Regarding appeals of Planning Commission actions, on May 3rd, the Board of Supervisors will consider an appeal of the Planning Commission's approval of a development plan and coastal development permit to amend Condition 1A of development review, of DRC 2015-00096, which is the Cambria Christmas Market project, to extend the Cambria Christmas Market temporary events permit through the end of the 2021 holiday season. Regarding upcoming community-wide planning projects of interest to your commission, on May 17th, the Board of Supervisors will acknowledge receipt of the California Coastal Commission's resolution of certification and consider acceptance of the California Coastal Commission's suggested modifications for the LCP amendment for the County of San Luis Obispo proposed local coastal program amendment to amend the Coastal Zone Land Use Ordinance Title 23 as it relates to residential vacation rentals in the community of Los Osos. That one is a tongue twister. Also on May 17th, the Board of Supervisors will consider the introduction of a request by the county to amend the Growth Management Ordinance, Title 26 of the County Code, to extend the 1.8% growth rate for the Napomo Mesa area for fiscal year 2022 through 2023. That hearing date is set for June 7th. On June 7th, the Board of Supervisors will hold a hearing to consider an ordinance repealing the Inclusionary Housing Ordinance, and we gave an update about what that included at your last meeting. And also on June 7th, the Board of Supervisors will consider an introduction of a request by the county to amend the agricultural offset requirements for the Paso Basin, Title 22, Land Use Ordinance Section 22.30.204, to extend the termination date from August 31st, 2022, to the effective date of the Paso Basin Land Use Management Area Planting Ordinance, or May 31st, 2023, whichever occurs sooner. And consideration, and also to be considered at this hearing, is an addendum to the Supplemental Environmental Impact Report that was prepared for the 2015 Countywide Water Conservation Program. And that hearing date is scheduled for July 12th. Regarding your upcoming meetings, your May 26th meeting will tentatively have the following scheduled. We will be doing the review and discussion of your purview workshop summary and discuss the identified follow-up action items that your commission laid out during that time frame. And we will also have a continuation of your March 24th meeting, where there was an amendment project for the San Luis Obispo Estate Master Development Plan and Coastal Development Permit to allow for the establishment of, it was at that time 10, it is now 6, overnight accommodations totaling 2,400 square feet at the Avila Beach Golf Resort, located at 6450 Anna Bay Road and 3000 Avila Beach Drive in the community of Avila Beach. There will also be a conditional use permit on that agenda to amend the existing conditional use permit, DRC 2012-00079, to modify the hours of operation for a winery and tasting room from 4 days a week, Thursday through Sunday, between the hours of 11 and 5 p.m. to now 5 days a week, Thursday through Monday, the same hours, and by appointment on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And that project's located at 1520 Kyler Canyon Road, approximately 2 miles west of the city of Paso Robles. And then for your June meeting, and the reason why I'm going through so many is just because I know we've got holidays and vacations and things like that planned, so I wanted to give you a broad overview. For your June 9th meeting, the only item that's scheduled right now is a sixth and final one-year time extension for Track 2774 and a fifth and final one-year time extension for the associated minor use permit. And with that, I would also like to just make a few statements regarding Ramona, since this is her last meeting. You know, I have had the privilege of working with Ramona for many, many years and agree with everything that Chair Henry said regarding her professionalism and just the privilege that it has been to work with her. I would like to formally acknowledge and thank her for all of her years of service to the Planning Commission, to the Department of Planning and Building, to the community of San Luis Obispo County, and as a child of parents who are service members, and to our nation, because Ramona is a veteran. And so I want to definitely acknowledge that her service to our community goes all the way for her entire lifetime, basically. So thank you very much. I wish you the best on your retirement and many travels and adventures.
Thank you, Alexandria. It was an honor working for the county and for the Planning and Building Department.
Great. Okay.
Thank you, Alexandria. Does anybody have any questions regarding the staff update?
No, just put one comment for quorum purposes. There's a chance I'm not going to be here for the 26th or the 6th meeting, so just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I do have one question. Do we have any further news on the EIR, the draft EIR for the Dana Reserve project, when that might be scheduled?
Yes. So originally we were looking at bringing it to your commission in June for a study session, but they are still working on that draft document. So it looks like it's probably going to be sometime later in the summer. We don't have an exact date, but as soon as we do, I'll make sure that that information is presented to your commission.
Okay. Commissioner Moultrie?
Alexandria, I'm just curious about the Christmas permit. It's almost summer. Isn't it kind of moot?
Well, what we did is, and I think I mentioned this to you guys earlier in the year, we actually allowed them to hold kind of like a Christmas market under their existing use permit. It was definitely scaled back from what their temporary use event permit would allow. However, they did still want to pursue this because there was an appeal. There is a provision that they're requesting that this one-year extension be granted for the 2022 year instead. So both the appellant and the applicant wanted this item to move forward to the board for consideration.
Thank you. Very good. Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much, Alexandria. We'll move on to item number 3, consent agenda. Do any of the commissioners have any comments on the consent agenda? If not, I'll look for a motion to accept those.
I'll move to accept the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Commissioner Villalcana?
Yes.
Commissioner Simpson-Spearman?
Yes.
Commissioner Moltari?
Yes.
Chairman Henry?
Yes. Very good. The motion is passed, and we'll move on now to our hearings. Item number 4, and after we introduce that, I will look for ex parte. So,
hearing item 4 is a hearing to consider a request by Jennifer Hogue, TH Estate Wines, for a conditional use permit. County file number DRC 2021-00095, Supervisorial District Number 3, Project Manager Holly Phipps.
Thank you, Ramona. Good morning, Chairman Henry.
Good morning. Is there any ex parte in half of the commission? Commissioner Moltari? Villalcana.
Sorry. I just wanted to say that I do know the applicant through the industry, but it doesn't affect my ability to rule on this impartially.
Very good.
And I have the same thought. Likewise, I know the winery and the people that run it.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chairman Henry. Before us today is a request by Jennifer Hogue of TH Estates Wines for a conditional use permit, DRC 2021-00095, to amend the existing conditional use permit to modify the hours of operation for the winery tasting room from 3 days a week from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday by appointment only, to now allow 5 days per week, Thursday through Monday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and by appointment only Tuesdays and Wednesday. The project does not include any winery special events. However, the project does include the continued participation in wine industry events as allowed per ordinance. The proposed project is located at 870 Arbor Road, approximately 600 feet east of Kyler Canyon Road, and located 1.5 miles north of Highway 46 and Arterial Road. Located down here. The principal access driveway to a winery with public tasting, retail sales, and special events is to be located with 1 mile of an arterial collector road. The project concludes the continued modification of the distance requirement allowing existing tasting room to be located 1.5 miles from Highway 46. A standard like this may be modified through a conditional use permit if it can be proven unnecessary and the project meets all other development standards. The proposed project is then located in the agricultural land use category and is located in the Salinas River sub-area planning of the North County planning area. Here we are looking at the aerial of the project site. The winery building is located 100 feet from the northeast property line, and below the winery we have the existing single-family residence. The project includes the continued modification of a 100-foot setback to the north side property line. This was previously approved, and the modification is justifiable because the project is not requesting expansion of the winery. Our ordinance states that a winery that has tasting shall be a minimum of 200 feet from each property line, and the 100 feet is still justifiable. Here we're looking at similar uses. North of the Hogue Winery is Kyler Canyon Winery. In March 2021, the Board of Supervisors affirmed the Planning Commission decision and conditionally approved the CUP that allowed the tasting room to be open 5 days per week, Thursday through Monday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and by appointment only Tuesday and Wednesday, the same as our applicant is requesting. Just north of that is a Clouse Winery. In September 2013, the Planning Commission approved an amendment that allowed the winery to expand the tasting room and operational days to 4 days, Thursday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. No special events and allowed. Industry events are allowed per ordinance. East of the project site is Collar Ridge Olive Processing Facility. This has public access to the site for a tasting room, restaurant, and retail sales that is allowed to operate 7 days per week, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. A requirement for a restaurant is to be located within 5 miles of a URL, and so that's why that was approved through a conditional use permit. South of the project site is La Vature Winery. Tasting is limited to Thursday through Sunday between the hours of 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., tasting by appointment, and then on the remaining days. No special events are allowed. Industry-wide events were allowed. And an interesting note, tour buses were prohibited. And I recently discovered when I went back and found additional information, it didn't really call out how far it was from the Artillery Road, but it's about 1.9 miles from Highway 46. And here we have just a few pictures of the existing winery. Upper left is the winery building. To the right, we have the tasting area. And down below, additional tasting area. And then we have barrel storage. Just to reiterate, a conditional use permit is required to amend the existing hours of operation. Operational hours in our land use ordinance isn't defined. And Public Works did review the proposed project, and no significant access concerns were identified, and no improvements were required. With that, staff is recommending approval of the conditional use permit based on the findings listed in Exhibit A and the conditions listed in Exhibit B. Ms. Hogue is available today to help answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Ms. Phipps. Are there any questions for staff before we move on to the applicant? Commissioner Spearman.
Yes, just one thing, just a correction on the agenda. It was Congressional District 3. Could you change that to 2 on the agenda?
Yes.
Just a correction.
I remember that too, yeah.
Good catch, thank you. Any other questions, clarifications? So we have the applicant here to present. I have a request to speak from Jennifer Hogue. Did I pronounce that right? Okay. Good morning.
Hi. Do I need to come up here?
Yes, please. And just state your name for the record. And
hi, I'm Jennifer Hogue, and I'm with TH Estate Wines, and it's nice to meet the ones of you who I haven't met. I've emailed you several times, so I know you, and I know a couple of you here, and I just want to thank the board for the consideration. Terry and I have lived and worked at our place for 20 years now. So we're part of the community and have been excellent neighbors. And we appreciate your consideration. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask me. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hogue. Any questions for the applicant at all? Okay. With that, I would look to any further public comment. I don't see any. Nobody coming forward. So we'll close public comment and open it up to deliberation. I'm seeing no deliberation. Okay.
I'll just make a comment. Having been there when we've discussed other wineries in the area, and we had a period of time where we, just as it was pointed out by Ms. Phipps, that we have approved the longer time frames and longer hours open for neighboring wineries, and I think this is just next in line, so I certainly have no problem with it.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Vilcana?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say the same thing, but additionally, they've been great neighbors, obviously, but also great members of the community with like Must Charities that does so much for what we do. I mean, they've definitely proven a track record that they're going to be good neighbors. So, and if we're ready to entertain a motion, I'd be happy to make a motion to approve DRC 2021-0095. If you want to throw up the conditions, it was like conditioned in Exhibit A and something in B. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, we have a motion on the table.
I'll second that.
And seconded. Roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Commissioner Vilakana?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Commissioner Simpson-Spearman?
Yes.
Commissioner Moultari?
Yes.
Chairman Henry?
Yes. Motion passes. Thank you very much. And good luck with your new hours.
Mr. Chairman, may I have the floor a second, please?
Yes.
Item number five, the hearing for Dow Vineyards. Owing to the fact that I have a long-term contract and sell my grapes to them, I'm going to need to recuse myself from discussion and voting on this matter.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Campbell. Okay, just wait for Commissioner Campbell to leave.
And Don, we do the, or Phil, we do the ex parte after it's introduced, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So I think we're ready to introduce item number five, and then we'll move to ex parte before the presentation. So please go ahead.
Hearing item number five is a hearing to consider a request by Dow Vineyards, LLC for a third and final time extension. County file number CEXT2021-0006, Supervisorial District Number 2, Project Manager Nicole Ellis with Claire Smith presenting.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any ex parte on this item?
Just the same as the previous one, that I do know the Dow's through the industry, but no problem ruling on this.
No financial interest or anything?
No,
like
no financial interest.
Very good. Any others? Okay, fine. Who's presenting this
I'll
morning?
Be presenting today. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Good morning, Chair Henry and members of the Commission. My name is Claire Smith. I'm a planning intern with the county, and today I will be presenting the overview of the extension request. The project before you is a request by Dow Vineyards, LLC, for a third and final time extension for the previously approved minor use permit / coastal development permit, DRC 2012-00119. The minor use permit was originally approved on June 6, 2014, then was appealed to the California Coastal Commission, who concluded there was no substantial issue and approved the project with the effective date of December 13, 2017. The permit was initially valid for a period of 2 years until December 13, 2019, with 2 one-year time extensions being approved thereafter until December 13, 2021. The approved permit allows for the existing complex of structures on the project site to be subject to remodel and change of uses, demolition and rebuilding of structures in kind, along with interior and exterior structural modifications to meet current building code requirements. The previously approved project is located at 7432 Exotic Garden Lane, north of the community of Cambria, within the North Coast Planning Area. You will see on the map that the site is located just south of San Simeon State Park, and that Highway 1 is located directly west of the site. This is an aerial view of the project site. The site contains an existing complex of structures with various uses, including a restaurant and market, a commercial structure, main floor restrooms with an elevator and equipment room, and a single-family residence. The project site is located within the recreation land use category. Surrounding land uses include recreation to the north and west and rural lands to the east and south. Highway 1 and the Pacific Ocean are located directly west of the property. Here is the site plan, which was approved with the original minor use permit, DRC 2012-00119, for the initial applicant / owner, Centrally Grown Holdings, LLC. It shows remodels, additions, and several changes of use within existing structures. These graphics contain a lot of clarifying information and are detailed out further in the attached staff report. When Dow Vineyards LLC, the current applicant owner, bought the property, they requested some modifications to the approved uses. The modifications were approved through a substantial conformity determination by the department in 2019. Here is the site plan showing the approved modifications in yellow. The minor modifications which were approved in addition to the original scope included interior and exterior cosmetic improvements to Building 1, an interim public wine tasting room in Building 4, and the conversion of a garage into a third bedroom in Building 9. The Planning Commission may grant a third and final one-year time extension if the following findings can be made: that substantial site work could not be completed due to the circumstances beyond the control of the applicant, that there have been no changes to the land use ordinance applicable to the project, that there have been no changes to the site characteristics that affect the land use ordinances, that there have been no changes to the community resource capacities to serve the project, and lastly, that the original findings required in the land use approval can be made. Staff analysis, as detailed in the staff report and attached findings, demonstrates that the time extension request meets the required findings for a third and final time extension, as well as the original findings required for minor use permit approval. Substantial site work could not be completed because of circumstances beyond the control of the applicant, which, in summary, include the change of ownership from prior owner Centrally Grown Holdings, LLC, to the current owner Dow Vineyards, LLC, and the change in method of wastewater infrastructure. The review and coordination efforts have been lengthy due to the involvement from several parties, along with such scheduling constraints, which were worsened during the COVID-19 pandemic. It was previously determined that there was no substantial evidence that the project may have significant effect on the environment. A negative declaration was issued on April 23, 2014, and mitigation measures for aesthetic and biological resources were included as conditions of approval. It is the staff's recommendation that the Planning Commission conditionally approve the third time extension to be valid until December 13, 2022, for the Minor Use Coastal Development Permit, DRC 2012-00119, based on the findings in Exhibit A, Attachment 1, that carry over the original approved findings and conditions. Please note that planning staff has issued a memo dated April 19, 2022, informing the commission that page 2 of the staff attachment 1 findings, Exhibit A, was included in error and now has been removed. The findings on page 1 have not been altered and remain as originally presented in the agenda packet for planning commission consideration. That concludes staff's presentation. Planning staff, as well as the agent from Kirk Consulting, are available to respond to any questions from members of the public or the commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Smith, for your presentation. Very well done for your first presentation, I believe, and welcome to the commission.
Thank you.
Do we have any questions for staff? Seeing none, we can move on then to the applicant. I see Ms. Zubek is present today.
Good morning, Planning Commission. It's been a while since I've been in front of you. It's nice to see you in person. I do have just a short presentation. Claire, guided by Nicole, did great, and I knew that they were going to be thorough, so I kept my presentation nice and short. As Claire and Nicole mentioned, I am here representing Dow Vineyards LLC regarding their third time extension. The project site is located just east of Highway 1, approximately, or actually just over 2 miles north of the community of Cambria on Exotic Gardens Drive. There is an existing complex of commercial and residential structures on site with various commercial uses. The minor use permit was first approved in 2015 before the appeal by Coastal Commission, which ultimately upheld the approval in December 2017 based on no substantial issues. In late 2018, I was introduced to the project through longtime clients, the Dow brothers, by purchasing the project. The property that was previously owned by Centrally Grown Holdings, LLC. We soon had an action plan in place to re-enter wine into the mix through a substantial conformance approved in 2019. From 2019 to current, we have had numerous hurdles, as you can imagine, preventing any site work from the allotted time frame to the site per the approved project. Beyond our control, there was a global pandemic. Who knew about that? Which brings us here today as to our third and final time extension. I would like to elaborate a little bit on our current focus of the project, which has been a substantial effort through Cambria Community Services District, Caltrans, Regional Water Quality Control Board, as well as Slo County Planning and Building, as well as Public Works. This effort is to create a direct connection to the Cambria sewer main located south on Moonstone Beach Drive. As you can see in the exhibit, it is quite a distance away. This connection will allow us to move forward with Building 4 permit, which we currently have submitted, as well as the remainder project. Though the methods for handling the wastewater on site, the capacity has not changed, needed or required for this project. There are three findings outlined here that are required for your commission's consideration to approve the third and final time extension. While the project may have changed hands, there has been no changes to the land use element or land use ordinance, the character of the site or surroundings, nor the capacity of the community resources serving the project. All of these still align with the original findings approved in the initial project. Based on these findings, I would like to request your approval of the third final time extension needed for the minor use permit. That concludes my short presentation, and I, as Claire mentioned, and as well as you guys, I am available for questions further.
Thank you, Mrs. Zubak. Any questions for the applicant from the commission? Seeing none, thank you for your presentation. We shall move on to public comment for this item. I don't have any speaker slip, and I don't see anybody coming forward. So we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commission for deliberation. Commissioner Moltari.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thanks for the nice presentation. Good luck with your career and graduation pending, huh? This project has been vetted through the Board of Supervisors and the Coastal Commission. It seems that, as we've discussed before, the pandemic, it provides one of the better or worse excuses for time extensions. So unless there's other comments, I would move the staff recommendation.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and second. Do we need to read out the...
I can.
The...
Yes, please.
And I think okay. We should also note that it's correction of the conditions that because there was a corrected sheet inserted okay. into the record.
Okay. Then I will move the third and final time extension, CEXT 2021-00006, to the original minor use permit and coastal development permit for this remodel, including the amended or revised conditions that were attached.
And I'll resecond.
There you go. So it's been moved and seconded. Roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Commissioner Moultrie?
Yes.
Commissioner Villicana?
Yes.
Commissioner Simpson-Spearman?
Yes.
Commissioner or Chairman Henry?
Yes.
And please let the record show Commissioner Campbell recuses himself from the item.
Very good. Motion passes. Thank you for that. So moving on to the next item in the agenda, I will at this time accept a motion to accept all testimony and correspondence into the record.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor, please signify.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes.
And Don raised his hand, too.
Okay. Thank you.
Sitting in the back of the room, I can hardly hear the talk. We might want to talk to our people in the back.
Okay. Very good. And then finally, we will I'll look at a motion to adjourn the commission to the next regularly scheduled meeting. And I believe, if I got my notes right, that will be May 26th.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unopposed. Motion passes. And we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Okay.